Now, as we come back to the prophet of Joel, it may not look very important. Actually, only three chapters, and very brief. You might get the impression, well, he doesn't seem to be a very important prophet to begin with. We know practically nothing about him, and not quite clear as just the time that he wrote. His name means Jehovah is God. And by the way, it was a very common name in that day. In fact, there have been some that have felt that the one who wrote this was a son of Samuel, because it says back in 1 Samuel 8:2, it came to pass when Samuel was old and he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel. And it's caused some to jump to the conclusion that this was the one. But if you'd read on down, you'd find out that it says in verse 3 of chapter 8 of 1 Samuel, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. So we're not talking about the Joel who wrote this book here. It was a common name. Now, we can know just a little about where he prophesied, and we're sure that he was in Jerusalem and the Jerusalem area. He refers again and again to the house of the Lord. For instance, verse 9, he says, the meal offering and the drink offering are cut off from the house of the Lord. And he mentions Jerusalem in verse 20 of chapter 3, but Judah shall dwell forever in Jerusalem from generation to generation. And back in verse 17 of chapter 3, he mentions, so shall ye know that I am the Lord your God dwelling in Zion. And all of this makes us know that this man was a prophet in the southern kingdom of Judah. And he apparently prophesied as one of the early prophets. Actually, there were quite a few prophets, at least 50 prophets, and he evidently prophesied, as it's generally conceded by conservative scholars, about the time of the reign of Joash, king of Judah. And that would mean that he would probably know Elijah and Elisha. And he is one of the first prophets to prophesy.